Doug Pound, welcome to the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns return to work today on Wednesday as they prepare for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but we'll have to go to practice today without Jordan Cameron. And head coach Mike Pettine updated his tight end status.
That he's in the protocol, that I don't know where he was today as far as symptoms, but you don't even start the clock until they're quote-unquote symptom-free. So I know he won't go today, and that'll be a day-to-day thing based on where he is.
The good news is Barnage and Dre combined for 5 catches against New Orleans when Cameron was last out, including a huge fourth down catch by Barnage on the team's game-winning drive. So they've got some capable backups who will have to step up against this Tampa Cover 2 defense. On the defensive line, Phil Taylor still working his way back, might not be ready, but Coach Pettine said he's optimistic about Billy Winn.
Billy should be full go, which is encouraging. But Phil's a little ways out.
And the return of Billy Winn couldn't come at a better time with John Hughes nursing an MCL injury. It's nice to get some reinforcements up front, and Buck Wild Billy Winn certainly will bring the cavalry against the Buccaneers. Now, the Browns have an interesting challenge this week. They've got Tampa on Sunday, Cincinnati the following Thursday, 2 games in 9 days, yet they've got to stay focused and steer clear of distractions despite the Bucs' 1-6 record.
Yeah, they're speaking from an offensive line standpoint, they're terrific up front. They, you know, their front seven is as good as we're going to see. So we'll be ready. I know teams have had success against them running the ball, but, you know, as long as, you know, we're able to move the ball, we don't care if we're doing it with run, pass, or play action.
That's right. The focus is on Sunday, because if the Browns can get this win, they'll go to 5-3 on the season and be in a very good position for the second half. That's a 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospital.